Thank you for listening to the official podcast of Everyday Church. We are a body of believers in Oklahoma City with a mission to live out our faith on a daily basis. Let's listen in as we hear a powerful message from God's Word.
What's up? How we doing this morning? Everyone doing good? It's cold. Are y'all cold? It's cold. It's pretty cold. Easton, you're good? We good? All right. Easton's cool, so like that's all that matters. Everyone else? Sorry. We're good. I hope you guys are doing good this morning. Welcome to the gathering of Everyday Church. Happy New Year. I told Jonathan this morning that literally every person that I saw this morning, I was going to be like, oh, I haven't seen you since last year. And, you know, it's whatever. It's fine. It's cool. I love dad jokes, so it's good. I hope you had a really good Christmas, and we had a lot of fun at my parents' this last weekend. And then this weekend, we got to go to Tulsa. So it was cool. I got some new shoes. That's really cool. So shout out to V-Bird for buying me new shoes. That's my mother-in-law. So thanks for that. Man, can you believe that it's 2022? Like, it still feels like it's 2020, honestly. Like, 2020 has been the longest decade ever, it feels like. It literally seems like yesterday I was graduating from OBU, and Bailey and I were going to get married, and that's literally the only thing that I knew moving forward. I graduated in November of 2019. We were getting married. No, 2020, sorry. See, it's been the longest decade ever, right? So we got married in 2021, and we were going to get married, and that's it. We had no idea where we were going to go. We had no home. We had no idea what was going to happen. The only thing that we knew was that God was going to show up, and he did. He led us to more. He led us to EC. I'm going to talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. But we've been at EC for almost a year. That's hard to believe. That's crazy. And man, I can't explain how thankful we are that we ended up at Everyday Church. I love this time of year, and I really hope you are excited for this new year. I'm not sure why, but like literally every time we get to this time of year, I'm like, this is it. This is my year. This is going to be the year. And it's always this sense of a fresh start. You know, you get to the new year, and maybe that's a little naive. I get that. But I really do. I think this is the year. This is it. Maybe it will be. Maybe it won't. But what I can count on 100% is that God's going to be in 2022. Amen. God's going to be here. He's not just, we talk about God being Emmanuel around Christmas time. That means God is with us. But he's just not Emmanuel during this time. He's Emmanuel, God with us all the time. So God is going to be with us in 2022. That's just so weird saying 2022. I'll get used to it. We'll be okay. After I write 2021 on like a calendar or something forever, of like December of 2022, I'll finally get it down and write 2022. That's my life. It's okay. So as I was thinking about the new year, and as I was thinking about, man, what lies ahead in 2022, I quickly went from, man, this is going to be such a great year. This is going to be so fun, to how in the world am I even going to make it out of January? How in the world am I going to do that? 2022 has so many really cool things that are happening. My wife, Bailey, and I are expecting a baby very soon. And so that's really exciting, but it's also really scary. And so there's so many things that are happening, and maybe some things for you really exciting, some things really challenging. There's a lot of change. There's uncertainties that lie ahead. And it can quickly become very, very overwhelming. There's so much noise, right? So much noise. We have so many different things going on, and we're just left with questions like, how do I do this? How do I handle this? Who am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do this year? And then all the while we're asking these questions of who am I? What am I supposed to be? What's my purpose in life? The world is screaming at us. The world doesn't whisper to us. The world is screaming at us, do this, be this, try this. This is what you should do. You know what? Scratch that. Do whatever you want to do. Be whoever you want to be. It's all up to you. Your purpose in this life is to do whatever you want to do. Do what makes you happy. Be whoever you want to be. And if others don't like it, that's their problem. That's what the world tells us, right? And listen. Listen to me when I say this. This is one of the biggest and the sneakiest lies that the devil is giving us. This idea, this this idea that your purpose lies within your own heart. You just have to find it. You just have to discover it. That you can be whoever you want to be and do whatever you want. That we give ourselves purpose. That's a lie. Especially if you're a follower of Jesus. If you're a follower of Jesus, that's a big lie. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Purpose. As I was thinking, what do we want to talk about on January 2nd, 2022? Purpose. We're going to talk about our purpose. As followers of Jesus Christ, you and I have been given purpose. We don't have to worry about who we are. We don't have to worry about what we're supposed to do. Why? Because we've been told by Jesus what to do. We've been told by Jesus who we are. If you've been given new life in Christ, you have purpose. You have meaning. And you have a calling. And today, to help us better understand that, we're going to look at the example of a guy named Peter. We're going to look at Peter's example as he followed his purpose, as he followed his calling given to him by God. And even when the world around him was like, bro, what you doing? Peter wasn't worried about that. Peter never had to ask the question, who am I? What do I do? He already knew the answer. Be who Jesus told him to be. Do what Jesus told him to do. And this is what we're going to talk about today. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and open up to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. I will be reading out of the English Standard Version today. If you need to make the switch on your app. If you have a hard copy and it's not the ESV, sorry. I'll do my best. But it'll also be up on the screen so you can follow along there. I'll give you a second to get there. Acts chapter 11 will be in verse 1 through 18 today. Everyone there? We good? All right, let's jump into it. Except we're not going to jump right into it. I'm going to give you a little context. Let's set the stage for Acts chapter 11. So in the previous chapter, what's going on? So in the previous chapter, Peter receives a vision from the Lord. And in this vision, a sheet comes down. And on this sheet, there are all sorts of animals, prey, birds, and things like that. And Peter's told to kill and eat. And Peter says, no, I don't put unclean things in my body. And Peter is told several times to do this, to eat. And the Lord says, don't say what I call clean, unclean. Don't say what I've created is common. So Peter's getting this vision. And at the same time, a man named Cornelius, who is a Gentile centurion living in Caesarea, receives a vision as well. And in this vision, the angel tells Cornelius, hey, send for Peter. Go get Peter. This is where he is. He's in Joppa. Go get him. He's got something to say to you. And so Cornelius sends these men to find Peter. And when they find Peter, they're like, hey, dude, Cornelius has sent us to get you, and yeah, we don't really know what to do from here. And so Peter goes with them back to Cornelius, to Caesarea. And so when they get there, Peter goes into the household of Cornelius, and all of his household is there. And Peter's like, okay, I don't know if y'all know, but I'm a Jew, y'all are Gentiles, we're not really supposed to be hanging out together. And so Peter finally understands, oh, this is what my vision was about. And so Peter tells the gospel to Cornelius and his household, and they believe. And then they are given the Holy Spirit. And so they're filled with the Holy Spirit, and the gospel had officially been taken to the Gentiles. And this is where we're going to pick up in our text today. So Peter has done all this stuff. He's taken the gospel to the Gentiles. The Gentiles have believed. And then pick up in verse 1. Now the apostles and brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, you went to uncircumcised men and ate with them? But Peter began and explained it to them in order. He said, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed the animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, by no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But the voice answered a second time from heaven, what God has made clean, do not call common. This happened three times, and all was drawn up into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all of your household. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent. And they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance that leads to life. I love this passage. When I was little, I can remember I would skip over passages like this. Anytime the word, like, so-and-so saw a vision came up, I'd be like, nope. And I would, like, skip that passage, and I never read the book of Revelation. That's just, like, how it was. I was scared. I was like, someone told me there's a dragon in Revelation, and I don't really know what dragons do, so I'm just not going to read that. So I never read the book of Revelation. I've read the book of Revelation now. Don't worry. But I love this passage because the gospel has gone to the Gentiles. And what does this mean? It means that the plan of Jesus is starting to unfold. The gospel is going out, and the church is growing and expanding into new places. So Peter, after he goes and takes the gospel to the Gentiles, he's approached, and they're like, what are you doing, bro? Why are you hanging out with these people? And Peter's like, let me tell you what's been going on. This is what's been happening, right? And so Peter goes, and he tells them what they've been missing, and then they understand what he's saying to them. But when we look at this passage today, what I want us to see is that because Peter was faithful to his calling, to his purpose, that other things happened, that some really cool things happened, and it's kind of like a domino effect because Peter was faithful. Peter knew his purpose. He knew his purpose. Do what Jesus told him to do and continue to follow the Holy Spirit's direction. And so we're going to go through and look at what Peter did. If you're a note taker, I'm going to have three notes about what Peter did. So the first thing that we see Peter do is Peter went where he was called. Peter went where he was called. Okay, so we know Peter went where he was called, but what was his calling? What was his purpose? Well, if you go back to Matthew 28, 19 through 20, it's the great commission. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, right? He's literally been commanded by Jesus to take the gospel to the nations. Peter knew what Jesus had commanded of him. He knew that it was his task to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And these weren't suggestions given by Jesus, right? Jesus didn't say, like, if you feel like it, go ahead and, you know, tell people this really cool story. No, it was a command. Jesus commanded them to take the gospel to the nations. These weren't suggestions given to the disciples. And look, they're not suggestions to us. If you are a follower of Jesus, you are commanded, not, hey, if you want to, you are commanded to take the gospel out and to share the gospel. Jesus commands us to take the gospel into the world. That's our purpose. Wherever he leads us, wherever we might live, our number one purpose is to make Jesus known, to tell other people about Jesus, no matter where we live. So when the Spirit led Peter to go and share the gospel with the Gentiles, in his head he knew, oh, I'm supposed to take the gospel to the nations. That's my purpose. So he went, and he went without hesitation. When Bailey and I first got married, or I guess you could say a couple weeks, we were 2 weeks out from getting married and homeless, and so that was fun. Don't recommend doing that. So when we got married, we somehow landed in Moore. And we didn't really know why. We knew nobody we had zero connections and more. So basically, as soon as we moved into our apartment, we were like, okay, let's move out. Let's find somewhere else. Let's go. And so I was applying for jobs left and right. I was looking for somewhere else to go. I got a job working at Vision Source where Bailey works, fixing glasses and stuff like that. And so we stayed for a little bit. And as I was applying for jobs left and right, like nothing was happening. And then we started to feel the Lord call us to stay. We had started to attend Everyday Church, and man, y'all just like trapped us. I'm just kidding. We really love you guys. And so we started going to EC, and we felt the Lord calling us to stay. And I literally remember the first real conversation I was having with God about, like, I think God is calling us to more. And I think I literally said, LOL, why? Seriously, like, why? Why here? But as he continued to call us to stay and more, we were like, okay, like, if you want us to stay, we'll stay. And then God led us to EC. And not just like attending EC, but this job opened up for me. I've been your family pastor for almost a year now. God opened up that door. And even in that, there were a lot of questions of like, why? Why more? There's lots of tornadoes, right? So why more? But we knew God was calling us to stay, so we stayed. And this isn't to say like, oh, look at the Bryants. They're so faithful. Like, there were a lot of hard days. You can ask the Castillos, you can ask the Hickmans. There were a lot of days where we were like, I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how this is going to work out. Lots of tears were shed, and you know, mostly by me. But, you know, we were just like, I don't know. But we stayed because God was calling us to stay. And look, God has provided. When he calls, he provides. And that's my encouragement to you. If God is calling you to do something, if God is calling you to go somewhere, say yes. You'll never regret answering the call. You'll never regret saying yes to the call. Why? Because God provides where he calls. He's not going to call you somewhere and then be like, all right, you're on your own. Good luck. That's not what God does. That's not who he is. And Peter knew that. Peter knew that God provided wherever he called. Peter knew his purpose was to obey the calling that he had been given by Jesus. And so he said yes, and he went. So Peter went where he was called. The second thing we see is that Peter spoke about what he had seen. Peter spoke about what he had seen. In Acts chapter 10 and verses 34 through 44, Peter shares the gospel with the Gentiles. And Peter not only went where he was called, right? The Lord said, the Spirit led him to go, right? But when he got to where he was called, he spoke about what he was called to speak about. So like the Lord could have led Bailey and I to more, and we could have just been chilling, like not doing a single thing. I could have kept my job at Vision Source. I could have just been chilling. Like, all right, we're in more. And then done nothing with it. But Peter, when he got to where he was called, because he knew his purpose, he understood his purpose, right? He spoke about what he had seen. Peter was a firsthand witness to the life of Jesus. He had seen the miracles. He had seen Jesus die. He had seen Jesus alive again. Peter had also been given the Holy Spirit. He had seen the change that Jesus had made happen in his life. He had seen life changed as people called on the name of Jesus, right? Peter preached the gospel and thousands believed. Peter had literally seen the church grow and move and work. He had seen people saved by calling on the name of Jesus, repenting from their sin and being baptized. And so he told other people about it. All right, put your thinking caps on for a second. Imagine with me, what if I had been given this incredible gift, right? We just finished Christmas. What if I had been given this Christmas gift? This gift was never ending. It never ran out. It was free to share. I could give it with whoever I wanted to, and this gift would be exactly what each person needed. It was never ending, and it was free to give out. And it was what every single person needed. And yet, I kept it to myself. I said, this is for me. This is mine. How incredibly selfish would that be? How selfish would that be of me to not share that gift? And now the thing is, this isn't some made-up gift. This is the gospel. The gospel is this incredible gift that we have been given. And guess what? It's free to give out. It's free to share. You can share it with anybody and everybody that you meet. But let me ask you a question. When's the last time you shared the gospel? And I don't mean like little bits and pieces of like, hey, Jesus loves you, or hey, I'm praying for you, or just smiling at somebody. That's good. That's showing the light in the darkness. But when's the last time you actually sat down with someone and been like, hey, let me lay this out for you. That God created the heavens and the earth. And when God created it, it was perfect. There was no sin. And then God created us in his image. And he loved us. And we had one job. Don't eat from this tree. And guess what we did? We done did it. We went and we messed it up. And when we sin, when we do things that go against God's will and God's way, that separates us from God. And when we sin against God, we deserve eternal punishment. One sin is enough to deserve eternal punishment. But God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to live the life that we couldn't live and to die the death that we so much deserve. But then 3 days later, Jesus rose from the grave, defeating sin, defeating death. And the Bible says that if we put our faith and trust in him, that we can be saved, that we will be saved. By calling on the name of Jesus, repenting from our sins, turning and trusting in him. When's the last time you told someone that? Because, like I said earlier, it's not a suggestion for us to share that. It's a command. And I'm talking straight up to myself right here, right now. We need to do a better job at sharing the gospel. Peter knew his purpose. What was his purpose? To do what Jesus had told him to do. What did Jesus tell him to do? Share the gospel. So Peter had to go where he was called, but then when he got to where he was called, he had to open his mouth and speak. So let's do that. Let's open our mouths and speak. Share the gospel. Peter spoke about what he had seen. And then the third thing we see is that Peter passed on what he learned. Peter passed on what he learned. Peter had been taught that the gospel was going to the Gentiles. You know, he had seen the vision. He had taken the gospel to the Gentiles, so he had that experience. And so as he's explaining this story to the homies, he's not only recounting what happened, but he's teaching them. He's teaching them that the gospel is going to the Gentiles. He's passing on what he's been taught. If you've spent this much time around me, you probably know that I grew up on a cattle farm. Fortunately, sorry, Dad. I love you. There were a lot of things that I did not like about growing up on the farm. But there were also a lot of things that taught me very valuable lessons growing up on the farm. And I've been able to take the lessons that I've learned there and share it with other people. For example, life is messy. You work on a cattle farm, it's messy. You have to help cows give birth. You have to give them their shots. You have to brand them, put tags in their ear. You have to fix them. You have to clean their pens. You have to, you know, do the hay, all that other stuff. You have to, in order to have a successful cattle farm, you got to get messy. That's just how it is. And this has translated into life. Let's think about mine and Bailey's marriage for a second. In order for us to have a successful marriage, we got to go through it sometimes. There's such thing as healthy arguments. You know that? So sometimes Bailey and I kind of have to hash it out until I understand that I'm wrong. And then you know, we're okay. Right? Think about a business. Think about a business for a second. You don't just buy a building one day and then throw some people in it and all of a sudden you have a multi-billion dollar company. You have to work. You have to have days where it's just like, man, I don't know if this company is going to work out. You have days where you don't make sales. You have days where, you know, things aren't going really good. You have to work through the mess to have success. And I've had opportunities in my life to share this with people in my life who are going through a hard situation, with some friends who are going through a hard time. And I'm just like, hey, like, keep going. I know it's tough. My friends who are taking Greek and they're like in their third year of Greek. And I'm like, I'm glad I'm not you, but keep going. It'll be worth it. You know, I've had, you know, some people come up to me who have just gone through a hard breakup, and I was like, hey, I'm sorry. It's hard. Keep going. It's worth it. I've been able to take this knowledge and pass it on. And this is what Peter's doing. He had been taught that the gospel was going to the Gentiles, and so he was sharing it. He was telling people. I think about it in this way. Think about your kids for a second. If you have kids, think about kids for a second. You teach them, right? You say, hey, don't touch the stovetop. It hurts. It burns. I had to learn that the hard way. Right? So we pass on things. We pass on, hey, Jesus loves you. You pass that on to your kids, right? You've been taught, you've understood, you've had the experience, so you pass it on. That's what I'm doing now. I'm passing on what I've been taught. And this is what Peter was doing. And it all comes back to Peter's purpose. He knew his purpose was to take the gospel to the nations, to make disciples. So he went where he was called. He spoke about what he had seen, and he passed on what he had learned. After he was sharing the Gospels, he got back to the fellow believers, and he was like, guys, you'll never guess what? The Gentiles believed. And they not only believed, but they got the Holy Spirit. And he taught. Because if you look at the end of chapter 11, what does it talk about? It says that they glorified God. And they were like, all right, then to the Gentiles the gospel is going. So what does this mean for us? What do we do with all this information that we've gathered today? In short, you do what Peter did. That's it. Do what Peter did. You do what God has called you to do. Okay, Dave, but how do we actually get the ball rolling on this? How do we actually get the ball rolling on finding my purpose, my calling for 2022? Three things. Number one. Very first step, pray. The best place for you to start is prayer. Ask God to help you live out your calling. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you have been given a calling to go and make disciples, to share the gospel, to follow Jesus. That's your calling. That's your purpose. Ask God to help you live that out. Pray, say, Lord, help me live out my calling. Ask for strength and courage to share the gospel. Now, I know God calls us to do different things. Right? God called me to be a pastor. You know, God might call you to do something else. Maybe to be a firefighter. Maybe to do whatever. You know, you could be a nurse. You could be a teacher. I know we have a bunch of people who do a bunch of different things. That's your calling. But in your calling, your number one calling in your calling is to share the gospel. You're a nurse. Share the gospel being a nurse. You're a firefighter. Share the gospel while being a firefighter. You're a teacher. Share the gospel being a teacher. I'm a pastor. Kind of my job. Share the gospel. Pray. Ask God for strength and courage to share the gospel as you are living out your calling. The second thing is read. Read. Read your Bible. Oh my goodness, people, read your Bible. I hear people ask me, or not ask, but they'll tell me all the time, I don't hear God speaking to me. I like walk outside. And I'm like going through walk-in nature, and I'm just like waiting for the Lord to speak to me. Maybe he's going to write it in the clouds, maybe a burning bush. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the Lord to speak to me. And my immediate question is, when's the last time you opened up your Bible? God speaks to us through his word. That's why he gave it to us. That's why it's called his word. It's because God is speaking to us. You want to know what God says? Read what he spoke. You want to know what God says? Read what he spoke. Read your Bible. It's so vital. It's so vital to the life of a believer to know what God says. Because the world's going to say, do this. And you're going to be like, ah, no way, hold on a second. What does God say about this? What does God say about this? Read your Bible. Pray, read. And the third thing is do. Do. What did Peter do when he was called to go to Caesarea? He went. He got up and he went. You and I have been called to follow Jesus and to make disciples. That's our calling. So do it. Just do it. Right? Do it. That's it. There's no like magical words. Like you don't have to go through a certain training. You don't have to have whatever. You don't have to be a pastor in order to share the gospel, in order to make disciples, in order to love others and follow Jesus. Like, you just do it. If you're a follower of Jesus, you just do it. Share the gospel. Start. There's no magic words. There's no special thing you have to do first. It's just, you just got to start. You just have to do it. Pray, read, and do. What's my purpose in this life? To know Jesus and to make Jesus known. What's your purpose in this life? To know Jesus and make Jesus known. That's it. That's your purpose. Everything else falls into place. How do I handle my finances? Follow Jesus. How do I deal with my family? Turn to Jesus. What am I supposed to do for a job? Turn to Jesus. As we follow Jesus, he leads us, and he provides, and he shows us where he wants us to go, what he wants us to do. Everything else falls into place. I promise it will. It really will. Everything else will fall into place. Don't listen to the world that says you define your purpose. Don't listen to the world. Oh my goodness, the world says just follow your heart. Listen to me. Do not follow your heart. Do not follow your heart. You say, I have to do, you know, whatever my heart tells me to do. Don't do that! Here's why. Your heart is wicked. Your heart is evil. Do not follow your heart. Follow Jesus. When the world says your purpose in your life is up to you, do whatever you want to do. You fight that. You fight back. And you say, no. My purpose in my life is found in Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Maker of heaven and earth. You want 2022 to be the year? Follow Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Just like Peter, go where you're called. Speak what you've seen. Such good news that Jesus can take your life and turn it around. That he can give you new. That's good news, right? Like, that's worth speaking about. That's worth telling somebody, look, I was dead in my sin. I was about as far away from Jesus as you could possibly be. I didn't care about Jesus. And he saved me. And he gave me life. And I am no longer bound to my sin. I am no longer on a one-way track towards hell and destruction. But I know that I get to spend eternity with Jesus, with my Heavenly Father. Just like Peter, go where you're called, speak what you've seen, pass on what you've learned. If you haven't put your faith and trust in Jesus, for real, 100%, knowing that if you were to die today, that you would spend eternity with Jesus. If you haven't done that, man, why not make 2022 the best year ever and do that today? Best decision you could ever make. You want to start the year off right? That's the way to start it off right. That's the best way to start off the year, is giving your life to Jesus. Believing in the gospel that Jesus died for your sin. Trusting that he will give you life. If you haven't put your faith in Jesus, just like with going and sharing the gospel, do it. That's it. Do it. There's no magical word. There's no magical phrase that you can say. Just follow Jesus. He gives you life. And when you trust in Jesus, guess what? You have purpose. You have a calling. You don't have to wonder, who am I? Because when you trust in Jesus, who you are? Child of the King. Jonathan Castillo, child of the King. Bailey Bryant, child of the King. David Bryant, child of the King. That's who you are. You don't have to wonder what your purpose is. You're a child of the King. Your purpose is to share the King, to share the gospel. And it never goes away. You never, ever again will have to wonder, who am I? Why bother? What's my purpose? You'll never have to ask that question again, because Jesus never leaves. Your purpose and your name will be child of the King forever, eternity. My purpose is found in Jesus. My hope is found in Jesus. My life is found in Jesus. Is yours. Is yours. Guys, go ahead and bow your heads, close your eyes. We're going to wrap this up. Peter knew his purpose. Peter's purpose was to know Jesus and to make Jesus known. And he did that. Our purpose as followers of Jesus Christ, to know Jesus and to make Jesus known, to share the gospel. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, it can be a scary thing, wondering, what's my purpose? How do I find meaning in life? How do I find hope in a world that says there is no hope? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Why not start off 2022 making it the best year ever by giving your life to Jesus? If you've never given your life to Jesus, man, do that today. It's simple to say, God, it's me. I know that I've sinned. I know that I've fallen short. I know that I haven't been living how you want me to live. But Jesus, I believe that you gave your life for me. I believe that you died, that you rose again. And I want to follow you to the best of my ability. Help me to do that. And if that's something that you're praying today, man, I want to know about that. I want you to come tell me about that. We have these connect cards that are either in your chair or on the back table. And fill that out. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you're like, man, I want to know more, I want to go deeper, come talk to us. Believer in the room, it's our job, it's our purpose to go and take the gospel. Your purpose for 2022 is to know Jesus and to make Jesus known. He provides for everything else. I promise he does. He's a good God. He's a good Father who's going to provide wherever he calls, wherever he leads, no matter the circumstance. And I get it. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of things happening in this world, and it's scary. But Jesus is better. Trust in him today. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Lord, thank you for the example of Peter. God, as he followed his calling and purpose, you used that. And you took the gospel to the Gentiles. And I'm thankful because that's us. God, you used Peter when he was faithful to his calling because he knew his purpose. Lord, I pray today that we would know our purpose. That our purpose is to know you, to love you, to serve you, and to make you known. Lord, I pray for the people who are in this room today. Lord, if there's someone here in this room who doesn't know you, who hasn't truly followed you, God, I pray that you would be speaking to them, softening their hearts. Maybe they've been gone for a little bit. Maybe they've been wandering for a little bit. The life hasn't been exactly what they thought it would be. Lord, bring them back. Give them life. Give them breath in their lungs. Lord, help us as followers of you to know our purpose, to live our purpose, to know you and to make you known to the ends of the earth. Lord, if you're calling us somewhere, if you're leading us somewhere, help us to say yes. Lord, give us peace when it comes to answering the call. It's not always easy. Sometimes we have to leave what's comfortable, what's easy, what's known. God, I pray that you would help us to know that you're worth saying yes. You always provide. You always will. God, as we enter this new year, would you do something crazy with Everyday Church? Lord, use us to reach the city, to reach the world. God, we don't deserve to be called a child of the King. We don't deserve to be loved by you. I don't. I really don't deserve your love. But you love us anyway. God, help us to share that this year. Lord, we want 2022 to be the best year yet in a world that says it's all chaos. May we look ahead of us with boldness and with truth, saying that no, it's not chaos. Jesus reigns. Jesus is in control. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for Jesus. We ask these things in his name. Amen.
This is Pastor John. Thank you so much for listening to the Everyday Church Podcast. For more information on us, or if you happen to make a spiritual decision during this message, please let us know and go to our website, www.everyday.church. There's an email link that you can click on, and we would love to hear from you. If there's anything going on that has happened during this message, if the Lord has spoken to you or you made a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Also, if there's a prayer request or concern, then you can email us, and we would love to take the time to pray for you and respond in any way that we can. Again, thank you so much for listening. God bless.